Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Well, I went through and I was editing something. I wanted because not everybody that will pick up the book will know who you are. So I had to give a little bio background of who you were, just a couple sentences, just, you know, our relationship and what was going on. When I did that, all of a sudden I saw, oh my gosh, I have to talk about this, little interaction that you had with Major Ian Thomas about the mystery. Mm-hmm. And so I talked about, if you've heard the messages, if you've heard the CDs, you may have heard her describe this little, dialogue she had with Major Ian Thomas. But we realized in that dialogue that there was an impartation. And I don't know if it happened when you were talking to him, if it happened when you were listening to the messages. I don't know where it happened, but there was an impartation.
Yes, there was.
Of Christ's life. And we have realized that the exchange life is not about revelation as much as it is about impartation. You have to have the revelation of it. Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. But you get the life through impartation. He gives you his life through another.
Mm-hmm. Well, he spoke on it in my church.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that he was trying to say something so wonderful that I wanted it desperately, but I couldn't understand.
Sure.
I couldn't understand what he was saying. So I bought a tape, and I listened to it so many times about the exchange to life. Mm-hmm. That I could often speak it along with him. I was so hungry for that mystery.
Right.
And then I saw it. Mm. I got it from hearing him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That life came right on. That mystery came, was imparted to me.
Right.
And so when I met him, I said, I got it.
Yeah, right.
And he said,
you got him.
You got him. I went, yeah, I got it. I got him. I see it. And so that's precious to me, that little encounter.
Oh, I love that whole talk that you had with him. And then we realized that, you know, you've imparted it to me. And I talk in this book, I've got a whole, section of a message that Art Katz did that, mm-hmm. It was the same thing. He gave a message, and out of that message was an impartation of life. And so there's life imparting mm-hmm. life. It's the body. It's
yes.
How the body works.
Exactly how it's supposed to work. If you, something is life given to you, when you speak it, mm-hmm. life imparts to another. It's not something I make happen.
Body, life, and organic. Uh-huh. That's how it always
is. So wonderful.
Yeah.
So that life, and Sparks says, you must always be giving life from your life.
From his life, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so wonderful.
So we are just more than excited, and so much support from the Lord is coming. So, John, we've got two celebrations. I don't know how we're going to make a celebration big enough for what this means to us.
Right.
It's just so wonderful. Mm-hmm. And you're so culmination of many years of living, dying,
yeah,
enduring, mm-hmm. and waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Those four words. Okay. So let me read a small excerpt from this book, The Great Exchange. My life found in the life of the Son. Christ in me is a huge paradox. And that's a good statement.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus did not unplug me when he came to be me. I am not somehow expunged and it's just Jesus wearing my face. That's really funny, John. His life in me is the mystery of the gospel and my hope of glory, but it does not override another amazing gift of the Father. Free will.
Ooh.
Free will is choice. and God secured that right for me. Why? Because while a slave, which I once was, is conscripted, a son, which I now am, is made willing. Mm-hmm. And that's what Art imparted to you, is the sonship. Indwelling sonship. Yeah. And it's mm-hmm. wonderful. Even with Christ's life as my life, I still have free will. I made a choice. All the way, Jesus or me, that's the choice. And then you're tying it to Scripture is brilliant. To redeem those under the law so that we may receive adoption as sons. And because you're sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. The Spirit in our heart, in indwelling Spirit. So you're no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. That's Galatians 4 and 5. And here again you write, there are moments in time when God reveals mysteries deep and unknown. He opens up His heart for the purpose of showing things about Himself. He says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. That's Jeremiah 33:3. We've prayed that prayer a lot.
Absolutely.
Let me share with you just such a heart opening. Then he goes on to tell a personal story of a little tragedy that was a great victory. And I'll leave it on the page under A Mystery Revealed.
Oh, wow. That's towards the end, isn't it?
Yes, it is. John has another page that is what I asked Major Ian Thomas. And I must say that, John, your answer was bigger and better than Major Ian Thomas, although he was absolutely correct. How do I let Christ live my life? And that's what the second time he came to our church, I went to him and said, how do I live it?
Uh-huh.
He said, moment by moment. And John writes, here is the holy grail of all questions. How do I let Christ live my life? Though it should be lived out practically in every aspect, there's no 1-2-3 methodology to walking this out. There's no fixed set of rules to follow into union with Christ. However, I do have some tips I've gleaned along the way. First, not I, but Christ is a mystery. Mm. It's one of the most mysterious things in the universe. I believe the Word of God is filled from cover to cover about this great mystery. So if it is a mystery, then it must be revealed by the Holy Spirit. I have to receive from God the revelation, not I, but Christ. Wisdom Himself must give to each of us. We ask, not beg. That's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept saying, I don't know what this man is saying. And I know it's absolutely phenomenal, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I want it. Mm. Wisdom Himself has to come. We beg for it, then we wait for it to be given. And then he goes on to it's received by faith. So the riches of the unveiling are in this book. And the interesting thing is, when you get the revelation, you're immediately made a steward of it for others.
That's what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I literally got it, got the revelation, got him, and then immediately he started reproducing it in me that it could come out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's the mystery he longs to give us because he has saved it for this era,
wow,
this generation, this time, from the time of the crucifixion till now. It has been the time for this mystery, the riches of the glory of this mystery, which we don't even understand what that means.
We have the most enviable position throughout the ages.
Yes, exactly.
To literally have his life living in you,
right,
as you. That is huge.
I was put back there in Egypt at Sinai. Thank God. This era. So it is the responsibility of us, not that we are elite or special or anything. This is for everyone. The revelation of Christ is for every born-again believer. But you're usually not born again knowing this right off,
no,
that he is
mm-hmm.
indwelling and that he is to live the life in your body. So we're excited that this would be an impartation, not just a book.
Right. Absolutely. If this is just a revelation, a knowledge of,
mm-hmm.
it's fine. but it's really kind of useless into what it's supposed to do.
Right. It's supposed to be earth-shaking.
Absolutely. This is supposed to be the impartation, be an impartation of his life.
I'm thinking of what Jesus said to Peter when he said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to Peter, "This was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father who is in heaven." And that's what it means to have a revelation. You see it from God's giving it to you, opening your eyes to see the mystery that he wants to share with all of us.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.